This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Brian Hammonds was an original Golf Channel employee, wrapped up his career at the network at the Charles Schwab Cup Championship last month. It is a pleasure to welcome Brian Hammonds back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Brian.
How are you?
You know, I am good. I need to confess to you that I thought long and hard before texting you and asking you to do this. I've been where you are. How are you?
I'm fine. You know, that week at the Schwab Cup was difficult because, you know, the culmination of 21 years coming to a conclusion was a difficult week. And it's because I'm really going to miss the people that I work with. I mean, they're friends and they're family. My family away from home. So that was what was difficult, because I knew that I was seeing them on a regular basis anyway for the last time, and that hurt.
Is there anyone left from the original crew at Golf Channel?
Not on air. Well, I take that back. I think Kay Cockrell is still this was one of our originals.
Okay.
She's still doing LPGA events. Mike Ritz is doing some things from time to time on a freelance basis, but that would be it.
How fun were the early days?
You know, it was. We look back on those days, and it was. It's amazing because it was so. That felt like a family too, because everybody took a risk. You know, going to this startup Golf Channel, and you know, we moved to Orlando, and everybody was away from their. From their families and starting brand new and not knowing if this was going to work or not. So we were all invested in this together, and it was a lot of fun. Nobody was watching because we just weren't in very many homes, but it was a lot of fun. And I think the only reason, certainly for me, and I think for most people, the only reason I jumped in was because of Arnold Palmer's involvement. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was our chairman. He was one of the founders along with Joe Gibbs. And you knew with Arnie involved, it was going to be first class, and we had instant credibility. If Arnie wasn't involved, I don't think it would have been a success. I don't think it would have gotten off the ground.
You know, but folks who watch today might have a hard time believing. I mean, the network is full of live golf coverage right now, and that was not always the case. What was a great show in the beginning of Golf Channel, and what was not a great show at the beginning of Golf Channel?
Well, the great show, I mean, Golf Central was what I did originally for
right.
The first, I don't know, 10 or 12 years. And that was really good because we gave you everything happening in golf in 30 minutes. We were the sports center of golf. A very popular show was Golf Talk Live
mm-hmm.
from the beginning, hosted by Peter Kessler. And because you got the biggest names in the sport on a live one-on-one interview, and that's never happened before in golf. I mean, this was really the first time that golf took center stage, if you will, in sports, because we were able to get to know these guys. And Golf Talk Live was very, very popular because, again, you had, you know, Greg Norman, and you had Tom Watson, and you had Jack Nicklaus, and you had, you know, one-on-one for an hour. And it was terrific, and it was very popular. They tried to there were a lot of good shows that were really before their time. Golf Today was kind of a pregame show that we had hosted by Dwayne Bowen, and who was a terrific broadcaster. But, you know, it's hard to do a pregame show when you don't have the game. And that was that was what we were in the early days. We didn't have that much live golf, so that show didn't last very long, just a few months before we pulled the plug on that. And, you know, we were bleeding money in the early days. So they pulled the plug pretty early on that show. But for the most part, you know, you're right. Now it's all live golf, and that's what research tells them people want to see. So I think some of the great shows suffer because there's no room for them anymore. I used to enjoy those. We had so much instructional shows on the air that were really good, and personality shows where you get to know a player away from the golf course. And I kind of miss those shows.
We are talking with Brian Hammonds. I could not agree with you more, Brian. I still think, I know there's a lot of live coverage, and I know it's a different world with Twitter and social media, but I still miss Golf Talk Live.
Yeah, that was the problem. Was I think is that there's room for it now, but at the time, it pretty much ran its course because all the players that would be in, you would want to see had already been on two or three times.
Yeah,
you know, so it kind of ran its course in that regard. Well, now it's been years since it's been done, and yeah, you could definitely come back and do a whole new generation of players. And still go back and do Nicklaus and Arnie and Watson and those guys again. So, yeah, I think there's room for it. There's certainly time for it.
You talked about remembering the people with whom you worked. Talk about the golf you'll remember. What, when you think back on the 21 years, what comes to mind right off the bat?
Well, right off the bat, the one of it I will never forget is the 99 Ryder Cup at Brookline. That was off the charts. Dramatic, exciting. You just felt privileged to be there, and I felt privileged to be at every event that I was at. But that was one that you'll always remember from the comeback, and you know the ramblings of Ben Crenshaw on Saturday night, and then finally wrapping up this press conference with, "I've got a good feeling about this." Everybody thought he was crazy, you know, because they were getting beat handily, and then they come out on Sunday and pull off the miracle comeback, and that's the first thing that comes to mind. But just being, you know, being at Augusta when Greg Norman blew that six-shot lead, you know, and Nick Faldo shoots 67 to win. And there's just so many special moments over 21 years. And you know, how much I enjoy being at the U.S. Open when Golf Central would go on the road. You know, I love going to the U.S. Open. It just had a different feel about it. So, there are a lot of good memories.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the Masters with Greg and Nick. There have been a lot of exciting, exhilarating Sundays at Augusta. I've never experienced a Sunday like that where it literally, it was like the air was taken out.
It was silence around the golf course. I mean, people were excited that, you know, Greg Norman was going to finally win the Masters.
Yep.
And, and there was silence, and people, it was painful for people to watch. There was no roars in the, you know, echoing off the trees. It was a weird place to be that Sunday. I would agree.
You took to Twitter, announced your departure. Was that important for you?
I just wanted people to know that how much I enjoyed the last 21 years. I'd had people come to me and say, "Are you retiring? You know, I hear rumors. Are you retiring?" Well, no, I've got two kids in college for four of the next 6 years. I'm not retiring, but I just wanted people to know how much I enjoyed it. And I could have been there. I would have loved to have retired from the Golf Channel, but I get it. I get their situation. You know, cable television is going through tough times right now. People are what they call cutting the cord. I know, you know, Golf Channel's lost millions of subscribers the last couple of years, and that translates into millions and millions of dollars. So, you know, budget cutbacks are necessary in their eyes. And you know, ESPN just recently let go 350 people, so it's industry wide.
What do you want to do?
I'd like to stay in golf, but unfortunately, as you know, there aren't many opportunities. There aren't many networks to do golf. And I want to stay in sports television. I can do things other than golf. I'm going to be doing some college basketball games this winter, which I'm excited about.
Good.
It's been a long time since I've done college basketball, but I really enjoy it. I'm going to do some PGA Tour stuff, things for the tour later this summer, next summer. But I'd like to stay in golf. I've got a production company that I started a couple of years ago that it will continue to operate. And hopefully now I can make it profitable because it's more necessary that it becomes profitable now. So we're going to try to branch out and do a few more things with that company. And I don't know. I want to do things that I enjoy, and I enjoy sports television. So that's what I'd like to stay in.
Well, you have always been a true professional in front of the camera, behind the camera. I have always appreciated the work, and I really appreciate you saying yes when I texted you about doing this. I wish you all the best and happy holidays, and it does get better.
No, I appreciate that, and I know it does. I know things happen for a reason, and you know, I think a year from now I'll be going, wow, I'm glad that happened. I don't know what I'll be doing a year from now, but hopefully that's what I'll be saying. But I appreciate your interest, and anytime you need me, give me a call.